This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. General Electric is pulling back on its plan to build an elaborate world headquarters in Boston's Seaport District. The financially struggling company said today it will not construct a new 12-story office building. This after the state and city gave it financial incentives to move from Connecticut to Boston. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman is here now. Bruce, what did the company say its reason is for scaling back?
Well, I'll get to that in a second, but I'll tell you what they decided and they announced. They announced that the company and Nest Development agreed to sell the property at the Fort Point Channel development area, these two parcels there that they were going to build out. GE's statement says the changes in the company's portfolio and its operating model led it to become a smaller company, and headquarters therefore don't need to be as large as they had thought. They were going to need about 800 people. But the company says it's fully committed and proud to call Boston home.
And it's going to sell the property, but then lease
exactly,
it back.
Exactly, right. So the property is going to be sold off for the Necco buildings that are there. The two Necco buildings being refurbished by the state using state money are going to be sold as one property with this other parcel right next to it. And that was owned by GE. That parcel was owned. And then they're going to use the money. $87 million is immediately from this. That sale is going to go to reimburse the state for money that it's already invested.
Okay. I want to ask about that investment as an incentive in a second. But in terms of GE, this things look a lot different than they did when the company was first moving here back in 2016. What's changed?
Oh, a lot has changed. I mean, when GE here was flying high, it was one of the world's top industrial companies, a global conglomerate, had 300,000 employees in 180 countries. You know, I was there when Jeff Immelt, who was the then CEO and chairman of the board of GE, announced his decision to bring GE to Boston. And he was saying things like, you know, we have a vision to transform GE into the world's first digital industrial company. Here he is.
We're going to redesign how we think about our work here in Boston. It's going to be higher tech. It's going to be a part of the community. It's going to be 200 headquarters people surrounded by another 600 people that are in labs, really working on the next gen life sciences, digital, robotics applications. We're really committed to building the next generation of manufacturing. That's important for the company, and that could be done in Boston as well.
Hey, likes to think big. You got to say that about Immelt.
Those were heady days.
Yes, they were. But Immelt was soon out of a job. His replacement, John Flannery, he was out of a job. And then late last year, Lawrence Culp moved into the position of CEO. And he's been selling off, you know, divisions. He sold off the iconic light bulb division, the locomotives, they said sayonara to power turbines. You know, the thing was, as soon after they moved to Boston, the share price was high. It was $31 a share. And now it's less than 10. The stock had been called a stock for orphans and widows because it had such a steady quarterly dividend. It was then about 23 cents a share for a quarter, and now it's a penny, Lisa, 1 cent a share. So, but then to add insult to injury, last year the Dow, which the company had been on since the turn of the 20th century, was delisted.
So politically, the city and the state offered a lot of money to get the company to move here from Connecticut. What did it stand to gain for that investment?
Well, it was promised $25 million in property tax breaks by the city. It was to be spread over many years as the employment and grew. But GE, it was said now by the city, announced that it has not gotten any tax incentives from Boston. And in fact, over the past 2 years, the city had received an additional $2 million in tax revenue due to GE moving to Boston than it would have had without the company moving here. And then the mayor said, you know, I'm proud that GE brought its headquarters to Boston, and I'm looking forward to our continued partnership. The state offered $125 million for infrastructure and building on the old site. Boy, it was supposed to build a futuristic 12-story building. I remember Immelt saying he wanted to see the GE logo from Mars. That's not going to happen. And under the plan announced today, the development, as I said earlier, you know, they're going to have $87 million from the sale of the two combined sites, and that's going to be going back to repay the state for the money it's put up so far.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks a lot.
You bet.